This is the Getting Divorced Without Losing Your Mind podcast, where divorce coach Corey Shapiro helps you get creative and not reactive in your divorce. Tune in now to get the support you need to make it through this difficult time. Here's your divorce coach, Corey Shapiro.
Welcome to the Getting Divorced Without Losing Your Mind podcast. This is Corey Shapiro. Our topic today is holiday parenting time. It's the end of the year. It is overwhelming having all these holidays, but it's also such a fun time, especially for children who look forward to these traditions. But if you're in a divorce, maybe these traditions are changing. And that's what we're talking about today. Before we get into our question, let me share with you a great quote from Albert Einstein. It goes like this: not everything that can be counted counts. And not everything that counts can be counted. I think Mr. Einstein, Mr. Original Google, is saying there are certain things that are not quantifiable that are priceless. You know, like that MasterCard commercial, priceless. A wonderful weekend, let's say, with the parents and the grandparents. That is so meaningful. That's an amazing experience versus quantity. You know, just tallying up the days. And maybe in certain situations, the quality of time is more important than the quantity of time to have a meaningful relationship with children. And I think that's really where we're going here when we're talking about parenting time. And unfortunately, a lot of the laws here in the US, the child support is coupled with time. So the parent who has more time usually receives child support. And that's usually the big fight, where it has nothing really to do with the children. It really has to do with the adults, the parents' financial issues. It seems that a better idea would be having the parenting time divorced from sharing of time. So maybe in a certain situation, even if you have a parent who makes more money, maybe that parent should pay child support for the best interest of the children, right? I saw, for example, I believe that Adele in her divorce made a lot more money than her husband. And I believe she bought either her a house or him a house right next door. And that just makes sense to me. And I hope that's where the law will move. But right now, this is what we have. And let's see if we can answer this question we have today about holiday parenting time. It's from Leonard. It goes like this: my wife and I, along with our 9-year-old daughter, have always celebrated the winter holidays with her family throughout our marriage. But now we're on the verge of divorce. She wants to keep up this tradition and go to Florida, but without me. Despite our pending divorce, I still want to join them in Florida due to my strong bond with her family. I think it's important to maintain these traditions. However, my wife disagrees. She even warned that she might seek a protection order against me if I insist on going. This leaves me feeling puzzled and wondering if I made a mistake. Well, Leonard, no mistake has been made yet. So thank you so much for submitting this question. And I really have to give you a shout out, because that's the whole point of my book. That's the whole point of this podcast, is to evolve our thinking, to just take a moment and move past our immediate reactions, and to make sure that these decisions that happen in the short term help us long term. So really great job reaching out, Leonard, with this question. And I think your intention, it sounds like your intention is solid. You want to have, it sounds like, just quality family time. You know, what's the problem? Looking at it from the children's view, I'm sure they want their father there. If you have good relationship with the in-law, what is the problem? Well, the only problem is your wife disagrees. Now, you might be right, quote unquote right, might be or at least a good option to have these traditions maintained, but you can't force these traditions on the other parent. And when you have disagreement, you need to go to either a mediator to work this out between you two, or more times than not, a decider, like a judge. And the judge will basically tell you how things are going to go. And I will caution you that I want you to think of the judge like, remember, like your parents, or if you're ever taking a religious course and you learn about why things are a certain way, and you realize a lot of the reasons things are the way they are is because maybe, you know, quote unquote, God said so. I remember growing up, I asked all these questions. Why do we do this? Why do we do this? And you can see why I became a lawyer. And it was because your mom said so. That's why. So whatever the judge says, it's the judge said so. Of course, you can take an appeal if you have that budget. But the reality is, most people don't. And if the judge gives you even an informal opinion of what should be done over these holidays, or even maybe a court attorney, that is great information, because you're playing the long game. This is just one little battle dealing with holidays in the beginning. Maybe you want to have a more progressive time. And if the court feels you're a troublemaker, and you don't want to be a troublemaker, do you? No one wants to be a troublemaker. Then you're going to have to follow the court's advice. And usually the court's trying to make a decision that is less stressful for everyone. And if the mom's really against it, well, I think the court, unless you have some expert that's going to support your position, I think the court's probably going to try to reach an accommodation in some ways. And that leads me to my coaching corner, which is just a key takeaway from this episode. And the key takeaway is there's generally two types of thinking with these holidays. One is business as usual, maintain these traditions, set aside your differences, put on a happy face. The other group is, listen, change is inevitable. We're getting divorced. I don't want to be around you. That's triggering. I can't put on a happy face because I don't want to be fake. I want to be relaxed. The kids sense that. And let's just be real. We're moving forward. We're getting a divorce. Let's start our new traditions now. And when you have these two schools of thought, you know, A and B, you need either to work this out in mediation, or you need a decider. And hope you have a wise judge who can work out these family dynamics, which could be so tough, right, Leonard? Could be so tough. All right, so we're wrapping up our episode. You know, we did this topic of holiday parenting time. I hope you found it was useful. If you have a question for the podcast, please submit a voice question at question.gettingdivorced.org. This is our, not only are we wrapping up this episode, we are wrapping up the year. So happy holidays to everyone. If you want to send us feedback, please do so at feedback@gettingdivorced.org. Next week, next year, love saying that, next year, 2024, we're kicking off the new year with our annual special episode. We're replacing our normal programming with our book club. And it's our book club on Getting Divorced Without Losing Your Mind, 2024 edition. The book came out 2022, the first edition. And we're going to review the key points. We're going to also maybe go into some new areas that I'm thinking for the second edition. So if you haven't read the book yet, great time to do so. Also, you can listen to the book. It's on Audible, and it just came out on Spotify. Spotify started doing audiobooks. We put it on there too. So hopefully you have some time to even look at the key points to get more out of the podcast. So thank you for listening. And remember, be creative, not reactive. This is Corey Shapiro. Happy holidays.
Thank you for tuning in to the Getting Divorced Without Losing Your Mind podcast with divorce coach Corey Shapiro. Divorce can be a difficult and overwhelming process, but it doesn't have to be. Corey's book, Getting Divorced Without Losing Your Mind, is here to help you gain clarity, composure, and a strategic mindset. Get it now as an ebook on Amazon or an audiobook on Audible. and unlock the power of these resources to make more informed decisions and gain better understanding of the process. This podcast offers general information only. It cannot replace legal advice. If you need tailored advice, contact an attorney licensed to practice in your area.